consideration of the variance request, front yard setback in R112 zone from 40 foot to 30 foot for 25 lots in Springfield Estates Phase 2 subdivision. So is this what I looked at? It's just there by the church on Cherry Street, or on Apple Street?
Yeah, on Apple Street.
So is this,
Brandon May.
Other lots adjusted?
Yeah, Brandon May. So they had the first 5 lots adjusted right here with Cabot. And so then he wants to make these the same, the 30-foot setback instead of the 40, just to match.
Okay. So you say we are on, this is on the meeting for the beginning of August, you say?
Yeah, August 1st. The Planning Commission, and then if they make it an action item, it'll go to the City Council meeting on the 7th. Yeah. Yeah, and your guys is, you know, I put your input on the staff report, but having something from you guys or even come in and speak and talk about it would be helpful with the Planning Commission members so they can make a decision.
Do you know if he ever did find out why it never got changed to 40? Because it's 30 until just the last few years.
Cavett and Dan went through and just changed everything to 40 feet. They almost all meet 40 feet to get that bigger frontage. And so I think that's what it was.
Because they just did that, so that was just something Dan wanted to do?
Possibly, yeah. I'm not quite sure. I mean, they just standardized everything.
Yeah. I mean, it was set at the standard 30, which most people use their backyards on their front yards. So to have a 40-foot step back with the front. I know some people have said, well, it gives a bigger feel or whatever, but really, I mean, the lots are only 100 foot wide, being set off the road makes 10 feet.
Yeah, not a huge difference.
Not costing much, you know.
Well, then it,
you know, a big difference.
I mean, where the house sits, I mean, people would probably prefer to have more of a backyard.
10 foot backyard, yeah.
Than front yard.
So yeah, I'm going to come to that meeting just to give input on it.
And so the actual meeting would be the 7th, the planning or the 1st?
Planning zoning will recommend to the City Council.
Mm-hmm.
And the City Council would be on the
7th. Yeah. So
I assume it'll turn into an action item on the 1st and go to the City Council the 7th. So.
Well, that's where we've already approved the flyer.
Yeah, I had the old one on here. 2023. So yeah.
Do you want to make a motion on that?
I make a motion that we approve the request.
No person.
Yeah, just read the agenda
the
portion.
Five lots in the Springfield Estates Phase 2 subdivision.
A second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect.
Do you have a motion to adjourn?
I'll motion.
Second.
That's what I said. It takes me longer to set it up than it is going to me to have the meeting.